Start at this next groove and always place your parakeet near enough so that he can plainly hear the inflection and sound of every word.
Hello, hello, baby. Hello, hello, baby.
There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in a walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it will be tragic. Can you feel the sound moving through the ground? Music makes you all go around. You can stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the the trees don't grow, tell the wind don't blow, 'cause it's easier. No, you can stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the spark of love, make the rain for love, 'cause it's easier to do. Moving with the wind, since the world began, the beat is gonna get ya, beat is gonna get ya. Music for the blues, for you dancing. There's music in the way that the kids you can't resist. Moving through the trees, passing with a beast. The sound is getting louder, sound is getting louder. Music when we play, when we need to pray. There's music in the sounds of the wind. You can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the heat from playing, try to feel the pain.
It's 9:01. You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and I am bringing you Can't Stop the Music here at every night on every week at Sunday from 9 to 11, where we bring you 2 hours of bubbly, cheesy goodness. Big shout out to DJ Carlito for a great installation of If Music Could Talk, and I am happy to be following after him every week, just like that, huh? Well, let's see, we're going to kind of do a show about love and hate this week. Most of it's going to be love. We're going to remember Teddy Pendergrass, and I think that's going to be my last marking of the passing of the great, of anyone great for a little while. I don't like this, like, memorial show. I think I like that concept of Outsider Royalty better, where we're celebrating on our own rhythm, not on the obituary column. But we couldn't let the passing of Teddy go without opening up the bedroom and just breathing. But we'll get to that in a little while. We're going to start this week with covers, as we always do. First up, Julie London with, Louie Louie. That's what you think of when you think of Julie London, huh?
Home. see Jamaica moon above. It won't be long till I see my love. He'll take me in his arms, and then I'll tell him I'll never leave again.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to dedicate this next song to the lesbians in the audience. In fact, I'm going to head out here, and I spotted some lesbians earlier, as I do in my pre-show dyke check. I'm just going to pretend you guys are lesbians. Clearly you're not, because, you know, there's a dude, and, you know, but let's pretend for the sake of argument that they're lesbians for this song. All right, ladies and gentlemen? All right, is everyone picturing their lesbians? I know I am. It's a little song for the girls. I know you love me. I know you do. That's why every time I come around, she's all over you. Because don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't ya? Don't ya? Thank you, lesbians. Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't ya? Don't ya? Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we are in Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. And something you see on the strip all the time are these crazy impersonator acts, you know, where they have people doing their impersonations of famous celebrities. And I thought it might be fun for me to sing some of this music for you with my fabulous talent as an impersonator, because I'm not only a lounge singer, I'm a master voice person. So now, with your permission, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sing this wonderful Pussycat Dolls song, and I'm going to channel some of the greatest entertainer singers in the world. Let's start by having me sing Don't Ya by the legendary 1960s folk singer, Mr. Bob Dylan. Are you ready?
Don't you wish my little girlfriend was hot like me?
All right, that was good. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, I got to get some water for this one. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to do my impression of Don't Ya by the Pussycat Dolls, being sung by backup singer and vocal legend Mr. Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers.
Don't you think your girlfriend, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you?
Boy, that's hard. That's hard on the balls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Don't Ya by the Pussycat Dolls has performed, get ready, by Lieutenant Sulu, George Takei from Star Trek. All right, here we go.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me, Captain?
All right, that's the George Takei impression. All right, so what do we do? We did, thank you. We did Bob Dylan, right, Bobby? And we did Michael McDonald, and we did George Takei. All right, I got the clincher. This is going to be fabulous. This is my impression of the song Don't Ya by Pussycat Dolls being sung by Bjork.
Don't you ghost.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't you? I said, don't you? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow, that was, I'm exhausted.
Chris, listen to this. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me, even though she loves you unconditionally? Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me, even though you yourself are a bit chubby? Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me, even though she was there for you that night your dad died, and as you cried in her arms, you realized she was the only reason you had left for living? But still, though, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? It's actually funny. If you play the song in reverse, there are, like, hidden messages on the track. It's crazy.
Don't listen to us. We're really ugly on the inside. We really hate ourselves. Don't leave her. She loves you. The record company makes us say these. They shot us when we tell the truth, 666. So...
nobody even questions that CD players can't even go on. We'll just go along with this little lie that I'm pretty sure you heard.
Yeah.
phoenix, he'll be rising. He'll find that note I left hanging on the door, and he'll laugh when he reads the part that says,
putting her spin on "By the Time I Get to Phoenix." You know, that's Whitney Houston's mother. She can really belt, that lady. Before that, a little comedy routine from Hari Kondabolu with his reinterpretation of "Doncha," which we had also reinterpreted prior to that from Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. And as I said, we started out with Julian London, "Louie Louie." Well, it was kind of warming up for our Teddy Pendergrass, getting close to Teddy Pendergrass. We're going to have a couple of covers. This one's from David Brent, the main character of The Office, with his British white boy interpretation of "If You Don't Know Me By Now." I hope you enjoy it. I've got the video that was part of his persona as a music industry weasel up on my post, and a bunch of other really crazy stuff, and I'm going to be getting the playlist there. So it's WRIR.org, and you can see him in his Barry White pajamas. get on there.
Hi, how are you? Come on in. I've poured you a glass of my favorite wine, Cabernet Sauvignon. I really know you, but I've been lying awake at night wondering if you really know me. Because understand me like I understand you. Now, girl, I know the difference between right and wrong. Boy, I ain't gonna do nothing.
Like a little TKO. sense of time and try to change my mind. The bumps and the bruises and all of the things of a two-down loser. Try to hold on to all of the things that is gone. It's just another sad song.
Chop in their more quaint and quiet mode, but that is from a live record in which they covered Teddy Pendergrass's, well, actually, Gamble and Huff's Love TKO, and before that was David Brent of the TV series The Office, and I gather in some episodes he was a music industry aspirant and did a little video there in white pajamas, if you don't know me by now. Famous from Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring Teddy Pendergrass. So Teddy Pendergrass was just an incredibly popular soul singer in the 70s and the early 80s. He started out with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and which was not a bunch, two Jewish guys and Teddy. It was actually, you know, your basic soul group. And I recorded for Philadelphia International, and they and then he had a solo career starting in the late 70s, and in 1982 or 3 he had a terrible car accident, which really didn't end his performance career, but certainly ended his ability to just croon deeply in the way that set so many women back. So the first set we're going to do of his material is going to be kind of what I think of as bedroom ballads. And what is so remarkable about this stuff is that it's so generous in its romanticism, and it's fully present and wholly vulnerable. And you'll judge for yourself, but we've got a good amount of material. It's all well warranted, so enjoy.
Something that you told me stayed in my head all night long. You wanted me to love you when you said simply we shall touch me. My love is in your hand. Feel me. I want to feel the fire. Wanna play with my emotion?
And if I should lose your love for any reason, any reason at all, just let my record show
I hate you all,
my love. I know.
Feel me.
Oh, that's all you got to do.
I want to feel the fire.
you dare try to play with my emotions.
I wanna give you all of my love.
Oh, yeah.
I wanna give you all of my
give
love.
Give it to me, oh, yeah.
Thank you. get what you want anytime you want it. I'm lying here just waiting, my dear. Come get what you need and give me what I need. Anything that you need,
tell me what you
want. I got it.
Tell me what you wanna do, babe.
Anything that you want.
I'm in love with radio because of WRIR. I listen all the time. Want a piece of my love? Want to speak directly to all us radio lovers? Become a WRIR underwriter. WRIR is a great way to get the word out about what you do and what you offer. For more information about WRIR underwriting, contact our underwriting manager, Alyssa Solomon, at 804-557-3798. Or underwriting at WRIR.org. Listeners like me will give you our ears, will give you a love.
The love of love is in your
thank you.
featuring Teddy Pendergrass, Don't Leave Me This Way from 1975. Before that, Teddy Pendergrass off of his first record, I think, is from 1979, his first solo, Turn Off the Lights. And we started out with Teddy Pendergrass, accompanied by Stephanie Mills with Feel the Fire from TP from 1980, which is really my favorite Teddy Pendergrass record. WRIR wants to thank founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. It's 942. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. This is WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the official emergency broadcast outlet of the city of Richmond. And Teddy Pendergrass, the great romantic singer, died last week, and I am bereft and feel like we just need to make sure we wallow in all of his, at least a number of his contributions to the canon. He had 10 platinum records, and the accident that severed his spinal cord and affected his singing. He was driving, and he was driving his Rolls Royce, and the brakes failed, and that led to an accident. The week before, allegedly, in some of my research, it said he had wrecked a Maserati. So obviously fame suited him in certain ways. He had much luxury. He recorded under Gamble and Huff, the producers of Philadelphia International, and kind of defined what got, you know, thought of as the sounds of Philadelphia. And let's see, what else do I want to tell you about him? Well, it's just, I'll let him tell you. We started out in Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes as the drummer, but clearly defined so much of what they did. We're going to have one more cut off of that record I love so much, and this is It Still Good For Ya, Good To Ya? And so just kind of lean back and breathe.
It's been a long time since you touched me and made me feel that wonderful glow the way you did. It's been a long time since you held me and squeezed me so I wonder what's come over you. I don't know if I ought to bring it up. Seems like such a funny thing to talk about. Don't know if it's right to do. No, it's true. I'm up against the wall. I wanna know. Bring it up. Seems like such a funny thing.
Told me when it's right to do. I don't want to love. Oh, I love again for all.
I will never.
You're listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, LP FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
If I got down on my hands and knees,
sorry I lost it.
Please, please, would you take me back?
I lost it.
Take me back.
Sorry I lost it.
Have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Change it, yeah. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, y'all.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Yeah.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring Teddy Pendergrass. Really fine. That became an anthem covered by lots of people. Teach the Children. Wake Up Everybody, the title cut from a 1975 record. Before that, another Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes with The Love I Lost, maybe their best number, with From Black and Blue in 1973, although If You Don't Know Me By Now is probably number one. But we can discuss it. You can call me at the studio at 649-9737. And we started out with Is It Still Good to Ya? Do You Feel All Right? It's 1010. You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I am P. Swan, and I bring you Can't Stop the Music every week for 2 hours from 9 to 11 on Sunday nights. I post my playlist on our website, wrir.org, and I erratically get podcasts up on radioforall.net. So if you are enjoying this, I will put this up, and you can relive all those sentimental moments. And I know everyone's in their pajamas and their slippers and has their beverage of choice and their silky eyes and have really are in the mood now. So I didn't want to let go of the vibe and the question that I always, you know, when I listen to Teddy and his absolute unblinking affection and passion, and you think, how do we get from that to Hoes and Bitches? You know, and Carlito and I were talking about it. He thought it might have been crack cocaine, but you know, what is that? How does that explain everybody else? So we're gonna have just a little bit more of that, and you know, just there is a whole, of course, many famous and not as famous people. I mean, Solomon Burke did that kind of stuff, you know, with a more bluesy routine. I mean, he gave every woman, you know, women would come to the stage and he'd hand them red roses. But we're going to have, you know, Mr. Shaved Head Sex Appeal himself, Isaac Hayes, with Good Love from Black Moses up next.
Every time I think I'm planted, another garden passes my face. Interrupt this broadcast for a special news bulletin. Let all the young women crowd around before the news begins. You see, Jody the Rider and Mr. Big Stuff finally ran out of gas. And I thought you girls would like to know that we saved the best for last. Now write this number down now, mama, and pick up your telephone. And when you hear a voice on the other end, it's the voice of Mr. Superbone, the star dialer.
signifying dipper. 64,000 weeping husbands been calling me Ike the Ripper. They say I'm spreading the heartbreak and all kinds of pain, but all I'm guilty of is spreading a love type thing. If your woman is fine, my brother, it's gonna be a crying shame. I might can't control my head, it's gonna be a rip type thing. If she calls good love 69969.
Safe this winter. When using a fireplace, open the flue for ventilation. Have a sturdy screen to prevent sparks from flying into the room. Allow ashes to cool before disposing in a metal container. A message from the Virginia State Fire Marshal's Office and the Virginia Department of Fire Programs.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. Many times as we've loved and we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, man. It's just not enough. Oh, oh, man.
No matter how I try, it's
right there.
That's great. That is great.
Good. Have mercy. Finger looking good, y'all.
That's creepy, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Now listen. Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
Baby, got to take time out to get close to the ladies.
Let's find a superficial. We can take time out to say stop.
Say what? Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
Do you want to take time out to get close to the ladies?
Let's find a superficial. We can take time out to say stop.
All right.
baby. Just stick it with her.
Development is the best freeform radio show on the planet. Each week, a crack team of researchers scours the vast Stunna Development archives and prepares each show using an irreplicable proprietary method. Only the most whacked out sounds are presented from the full spectrum of musical genres for your enjoyment. Each week, from 11 p.m. Sundays to 1 a.m. on Mondays. To get the full Stunna Development experience, follow SD on WRIR on Twitter and join the show's Facebook group. Make your life better with Stunna Development this and every Sunday starting at 11 p.m. only on WRIR 97.3 FM.
Stunna Development coming on right after us. So stay tuned. Yeah. I'll finish up at 11, and then the fun and nonsense just keeps going. So glad to have Bill back on the air and being able to enjoy all that he has to offer. It's 10:29. You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and I like to think of this show as putting our ears to the keyhole of culture. We don't always find stuff that we like when we get there. And I have to say this week, Pat Robertson got the What Are People Thinking Award, and plenty of people have had plenty of what to say about that, and I'm going to say it my way. So we're going to play that little quote from the Christian Broadcasting Network, where Pat Robertson give some 21st century hate speech. Then we're just going to work our way through what it is. You know, Haiti's revolution took place in 1804. And they had, the Haitians had first, let me just get my little cheat sheet here. The Haitians had been, they were slaves. They were owned by the French. They'd been brought there. You know, the black Haitians had been brought there. And during the French Revolution of Liberty and Freedom and Brotherhood, one of the regimes freed all the slaves. And then the next regime, not the regime cited by Pat Robertson, but Napoleon III, said, you know, you're slaves again. And the Haitians said, I don't think so. And the tradition of freedom and the cost of slavery and and the oppression of the French has lasted a really long time. And you know, the Americans didn't back them up. They wouldn't recognize Haiti because, you know, of course, we still had slaves in the United States at that time. And so, and we still needed help from France. So we've always been on, well, the wrong side of that coin, although doing what needs to be done now. So anyway, time to make amends.
Pat, this is a calamity of cataclysmic proportions. I'm sure it's the worst thing that's happened since the tsunami, and it's a mess, Pat.
Well, if all those buildings are down, I understand more are fallen than are standing. It may be a blessing in disguise. There might be a massive rebuilding of that country. Is that possible?
Well, I don't know. I would think that that would be a pretty optimistic attitude.
Christy, something happened a long time ago in Haiti, and people may not want to talk about it. They were under the heel of the French. you know, Napoleon the Third and whatever. And they got together and swore a pact to the devil. They said, we will serve you if you'll get us free from the French. It's a true story. And so the devil said, okay, it's a deal. And they kicked the French out. You know, the Haitians revolted and got themselves free. But ever since, they have been cursed by one thing after the other, desperately poor. That island of Hispaniola is one island. Mm-hmm. It's cut down the middle. On the one side is Haiti. On the other side is the Dominican Republic. Yeah. Dominican Republic is prosperous, mm-hmm. healthy, full of resorts, etc. Mm-hmm. Haiti is in desperate poverty. Same island.
Sure.
They need to have, and we need to pray for them, a great turning to God. Mm-hmm. And out of this tragedy, I'm optimistic something good may come.
If you're not good here, you'll come back hence.
Now, 2 days after 9/11, 9/13, for the record, were you watching the 700 Club? Did you miss it that day? As skeptics, you got to check out on that show. That was the day that Jerry Falwell was a guest on the show. It's Pat Robertson's show. I don't think he was leg pressing 2,000 pounds that day, but Jerry Falwell was doing some heavy, heavy intellectual lifting, and he was saying that. That surely some of the blame for this incident must fall on the ACLU. and gays and lesbians and feminists, abortionists, pagans, people for the American way. And I wanted to call in and say that was out loud. Did you know that? Jerry Falwell's God was standing by the elevator while we were talking about the party, so we had to invite him. And secretly, we were wishing that he wouldn't come because he's vengeful and jealous and he tends to smite people. And of course, he knew we were thinking that. Made him all the more determined to show up and punish us. I wanted to invite my God, but he was at the beach. Jerry Falwell's God is everywhere. The robe and the beard down to here and the gossamer wings and the button that says, "What would Jesus do?" Sure enough, day of the party, there he was at the door. And he spaketh he, saying, "I am come." Yeah, I know there's a joke there, but Jerry Falwell's God will not be mocked. So I said, you know, come in.
Jerry Falwell's God. Jerry Falwell's God.
Now, I'm no heavenly host, but I throw a decent party. There were all kind of people there, black, white, Swedish, Norwegian, the entire human spectrum. And right away, Jerry Falwell's God found the two people who would listen to him and began spaking in a voice so loud that a guy from the bowling alley came over and asked us would we keep it down. And he turned the loaves to fishes. And the Oreos to Hydrox. And he made the lame to walk. And, you know, these were my friends, so they were still lame, but they could walk. And he divided up the room, divided he, saying, "Gays here, lesbians here, feminists, pagans, abortionists, people for the American way." And frankly, some of us did not know where to stand. I went with the lesbians. Finger at each group in turn, saying, "I blame you and you and you who have secularized society and cast me out of the town square." And I thought, man, you are the town square. And he said, "Lo, the end days are here and the judgment is nigh, where I will draw the faithful to heaven and leave the unrepentant to walk a desolate earth." I know, strict. And he began to rain toads and spit fire, and he brought forth seven bowls and seven plagues. And finally, I just said, "Listen, I'll tell you one thing Jesus would not do. Jesus would not wreck a guy's party." And Jesus would not preach hate. Jesus would not stand in the rubble and say, "I told you so." Would not use an international catastrophe to score points for some narrow, misogynistic, anti-Semitic, homophobic interpretation of his life and teachings. And if people are vengeful and jealous and violent, maybe it's because you created them in your image. If people have cast you out of the town square, maybe it's because you're a finger-pointing, moralizing, rageaholic stone drag who gives deities a bad name. And if people have turned away from your word, maybe it's because you got spinach in your teeth. And he smote me.
Jerry Falwell's God. Jerry Falwell's God.
one place is every day. Every man got to give an account for their sin today. The whole world are living in faith today. All over the world, people living in faith. Oh, be a beautiful leader, lead God's children away. Oh, be a beautiful preacher, lead church and children astray.
Deal with someone who says that's so gay. Outsmart them.
This party is like so gay. Totally.
Excuse me, but did you ladies know the word gay used to mean happy or excited? Then it became a word used to describe gay people. Then somehow it came to mean dumb or stupid, which is how you just used it, which is not very nice.
Ew, that guy is on the football team and super smart, and he totally hates us now. Totally.
When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off. Learn more at thinkbeforeyouspeak.com. Brought to you by Glisten and the Ad Council.
Yeah, think before you speak. And if you think what you're saying is a bad idea and you know it's going to piss people off, check with somebody first, huh? We'll hear from Brimstone with Spiritual Wickedness from Signs, Roy Zimmerman, Jerry Falwell's God, the little clip there from the Time Bandits, the Wretched Refuse String Band with the Wheels of Karma, and Pat Robertson and himself just mangling history and spreading lies. It's 10:42. You're listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I will be here just a few more minutes, just till 11 o'clock. And then I'll be turning the reins over to Bill Farah and Stunted Development. I'm going to have a little bit of some meditative thinking here, a little Leonard Cohen, Who by Fire. Not Who by Earthquake.
Who in the sunshine? Who in the nighttime? Who by high ordeal? Who by common trial? Who in your merry, merry month of May? Who by very slow decay? And who shall I say is calling? Lonely slip, who by barbiturate? Who in these realms above? Who by something blood? Who by avalanche? Who by powder? Who for his greed? Who for his hunger? And who shall I say is calling? Who by accident? Who in solitude? Who in this mirror? Who by his latest command? Who by his own hand? Who in mortal chains? Who in power? And who shall I say is calling?
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour. Tune in weekday mornings 8 to 9 here on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
Thank you. out of luck. You're out of luck. The ship is sinking. The ship is sinking. The ship is sinking. There's a leak.
There's a leak in the boiler room.
The poor, the lame, the blind. Who are the ones that we kept in charge? Killers, thieves, and lawyers. God's away. God's away. God's away. Oh, business, business. God's away. God's away. God's away. Oh, business, business. Digging up the dead with a shovel in the pit. It's a job. It's a job. Bloody moon rising with the plague and the flood. Join the mob. Join the mob. And it's all over. And it's all over. It's all over. And it's a leak.
There's a leak in the boiler room.
The poor, the shame, the blind. Who are the ones that we kept in charge? Killers, thieves, and lawyers. God's away. God's away. God's away. All business, a business. God's away. God's away. God's away. All business, a business. Ha! Cheddar in a mousetrap.
Baby, it's a deal. Baby, it's a deal.
God's away. God's away.
God's away. A business. A business.
God's away.
God's away.
God's away. On business. Business.
I narrow my eyes like a coin shop. Baby, let her ring.
Let her ring. And God's away. God's away. God's away. On business, a business. God's away. God's away. God's away. On business, business.
Tom Waits with the Kronos Quartet. God's Away on Business from Healing the Divide, a Dalai Lama concert. Before that, Meredith Monk with Skeleton Lines from Impermanence. We started out with Leonard Cohen, Who by Fire. And that, it's an older song, but it's off of a really excellent compilation, The Essential, Leonard Cohen. It's 10:58. I am P. Swan. I've had a lovely time. Thank you for listening and spending the 2 hours with me. Bill Ferrer's in the house, and he's queuing up Stunning Development to bring you all that he has to give. But I'm going to leave you with a little Salman Burke medley just to remind you how good it is for the ladies.
Tonight's the night that you belong to me. Oh, yes, yes. Tonight's the night. You're mine exclusively. Oh, tonight. You don't mind if I walk with this to you. Oh, tonight. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, it is. Now listen to me. Someone to call. Don't answer the phone. Somebody knocks on the door. Tell them we're not home. I don't want to be nobody, nobody but me and you. Oh, tonight. Oh, tonight. Tonight, tonight. Are you with me? Tonight, tonight. I don't want no friends around. There's a whole lot of sweet talking. We're gonna be put down.
brown eyes, so doggone beautiful.
All right, you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM right here in Richmond. And coming up next, this is Stunner Development. I'm here until 1 o'clock. I'm Bill Ferry, your host. Stick around for the best freeform radio show on the planet.